faith, that something good might come out of it.
Papa?
Papa? We'll take his body to church.
What? Guinea?
We must take Daniel's body to church.
Madam, my daughter, Daniel is dead and is gone.
He will come back to life. I know it.
Neko's father-in-law dismissed her request to remove the body from the mortuary. But meanwhile, on the other side of town, things were working miraculously in her favor.
As early as 5:30 to 6, I left my house to with the address facing the dad, reaching Amimo Ikeduru. Then when I asked of the man, Reverend, the man, Mr. Lawrence Eke Ihuba, then they directed me to him and I told him to come and remove the corpse that they brought inside my mortuary. They claimed that she died on accident case because during that time he was bleeding. Yeah. Then I asked them to come and remove the body. I saw some kind of signs. I don't know what is wrong with the corpse. I don't want anything to hurt me because this job is a tedious job. It's a dangerous job.
Morning, Joba. What brings you so early?
I want that body out of my mug.
Why?
Things happened last night.
What thing happened? What happened?
Sounds of music coming from his room.
Oh, calm down. The music may have come from the village. There were villagers marrying. What has that got to do with the dead?
Not that.
What exactly?
This is no dream. There were music coming from his room.
Yo, but tell me, were you drinking last night or what?
I didn't drink anything. I mean every bit of it.
And we took him from the mortuary, we dressed him up and put him inside the gasket. Then we took off from Oweri. Then we continued coming down to Onisha.
The security guards refused them entry into the premises, thinking they might have a bomb in the casket. The procession was redirected to a facility in the back of the church. Daniel was taken out of the casket and laid on a table. People started praying for him, praying for resurrection.
Then the angel said to me that he's sending me back to the world to go and warn this generation because this is going to be the last warning to this generation.
As prayers was going on, then his heart began to pant. Life began to come in his heart. We continued praying, we are praying. As all these things were going on, he began to breathe gradually, but his body was still stiff.
I saw myself being held of a lot of people. Oh, I was naked. I was wearing only trousers. They pulled all my dress. I saw a crowd of people, more than 20,000 people. I looked my left, right, everywhere. People were shouting, crying everywhere. Some was praising God. Some was crying. Some was. I was looking around. I couldn't understand what was happening. Because to me, I was falling down and I fell into pit. And to me, when I opened my eyes, I saw all hands was grabbing me. They said to me that I jumped up. I saw this big cathedral. It's a very big cathedral. I looked by my right, my left, my front and my back. Everywhere was filled of people. And some people were shouting, some were saying coughing, some say mortuary, some say 3 days. I couldn't understand what was happening because my experience there is not more than 15 minutes. So I don't know what they call about 3 days. To me, there was no night, there was no day. It was only that moment I was into.
Yeah.
I now said to my wife, yes, what is happening? She said I should keep quiet until when we get to the house. Brought me back to my house, this place, with my wife. So when we get inside the bedroom, that's been on 2nd of December, I asked my wife, what is happening? What about coughing and 2 days and mortuary? What is happening? Then my wife now begin to look at my body where they injected chemical, and she said, Dad, did you know you was in mortuary 3 days? And this is the death certificate, you know. While I left the ambulance, they still went to the hospital. So the doctor now confirmed that I have died. They now use their equipment, check, according to, you can see, they check the heartbeat, everything, the eye pupil, everything. According to the doctor, after checking everything, he now confirmed that I was totally dead. He now gave them certificate that they should remove me. You can see it here, say, remove for mortuary.
Dr. Richard Kent, a retired medical doctor, has studied the NDE over many years, traveling the world and writing books on the subject. Of the 300 case studies he has made, an alarming amount report the existence of a realm similar to the one encountered by Daniel Ekichukwu.
It's just a horrendous, awful place. It's a place where people are terrified, are frightened, and people, even just who've seen hell, even years later, they recall in horror of what they saw there. Just a place of awfulness. I've interviewed probably over 300 people who've had these experiences, and all of them have been dramatically changed. Their lives have been changed by these near-death experiences. You can't say that about hallucinations. Hallucinations simply aren't life-changing experiences, whereas a near-death experience is, when you meet Jesus Christ and either see heaven or hell, they are dramatic, riveting, life-changing experiences. And almost invariably, people's lives are dramatically altered as a result of these experiences. So personally, and also because of the fact that the near-death experience accounts are so remarkably similar, not only to each other, but also to the Bible, I personally believe that these are real events, and people are describing real events. If you read any newspaper today, you'll read about people having a near-death experience of a type, leaving their body and going along a tunnel and going to a place of light. It's only those who get really close to who recognize Jesus Christ. They describe him as nearly 6 foot tall, but radiating light, tremendous amount of light coming from him, from his face and from his chest and from his arms and from his legs. But people, isn't just the appearance of Jesus, it's the fact that they feel in the presence of so much love. Many people said they've never felt like that. They've never felt so completely surrounded by love, as powerful as that. It's just incredible love.
I heard drinking and running around with men and not caring about myself. But yet, even though I was doing those things, Jesus was still there. I always, even though I would be drunk and I would drink, and the next day after I'd doing something wrong, I would say, oh, Jesus, I love you.